AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The attorney of the family of a black motorist who was shot in the back and killed by a white police officer Saturday in North Charleston, South Carolina, says patrolman Michael Slager was charged with murder today only because he was caught on video killing 50-year-old Walter Scott.
What if there was no video? What if there was no witness or hero, as I call him, to come forward?
Earlier today, the mayor of North Charleston said police officers are not above the law.
I want you to remember, we've got 343 police officers in our department. This is a bad decision by one of those 343.
Two juries in Massachusetts are deliberating the fates of two young men. Johar Tsarnaev is the Boston Marathon bomber. Aaron Hernandez is a former tight end for the New England Patriots. Both juries got the cases today. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports a retired NFL defensive back is in trouble with the Security and Exchange Commission.
Will Allen, who played for the Giants and Dolphins and a partner, Susan Dobb, faced civil fraud charges after the SEC says the pair used new investor money to cover older investors in a Ponzi scheme built around loans to cash-strapped professional athletes.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has won a second term. He easily defeated Cook County Commissioner Jesus Garcia tonight. Rand Paul is taking on both Democrats and Republicans at the start of his presidential bid. The Republican senator from Kentucky told a rally today in Louisville that big government and debt doubled under a Republican administration. It was a swipe at former President George W. Bush, and he said it's now tripling under Barack Obama's watch. This is AP Radio News. A prominent former Muslim says the religion she abandoned needs a reformation to become civilized.
Ayaan Hirsi Ali told an audience at the National Press Club that although she's now an atheist, she can see there's a difference between the Christian God and the Allah that Muslims worship. Ali said the harshest thing Christians have ever said to her is,
"I hope you'll be saved. I hope you'll be redeemed."
But when she tells Muslims her doubts about Islam,
it's, "Well, you ought to die."
The author of Heretic, Why Islam Needs a Reformation Now, said she hopes Islam will someday become as peaceful as Christianity and Judaism. Steve Coleman, Washington.
As tons of desperately needed medical supplies await clearance to be flown into Yemen, aid workers are warning of unfolding humanitarian crises, saying at least 560 people have been killed, mostly in a Saudi-led air campaign, and battles between Shiite rebels and forces loyal to the embattled president. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.